At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, March 27th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to this week's episode of the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I'd like to invite you to join us here every Wednesday at 1:30, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio, as we recap and look ahead at what is going on with Trojan Athletics. So thanks for joining us today. So let's get started this week by taking a look back at how our Trojan student-athletes and teams performed. Our varsity girls lacrosse team opened up the season this past Friday with a 20-4 loss to Hershey, and then followed that up with a 29 loss to Central Dolphin on Monday night. Varsity boys lacrosse on Saturday lost to Hershey 13-3 and fell to Central Dolphin on Monday night 13-2. Varsity boys volleyball opened up their season on Saturday at the Hempfield Tournament. They had a very strong showing by finishing in the top six. They went 8-0 in pool play by beating Lower Dolphin, Hempfield, Penridge, and Lancaster Mennonite twice. They then defeated Christopher Dock in the first round of the tournament playoffs 25-13 before falling to Lancaster Mennonite in the second round 15-12 and 15-9. They then opened up Commonwealth play last evening with a close loss to Cumberland Valley, in which the set scores were 25-23, 24-26, 21-25, and 20-25. Varsity baseball has had a slow start to their season. They opened up this past Saturday out west by traveling to Pittsburgh to take on Greater La Trobe and the Laurel Highlands. They lost both those games 9-0 to Greater La Trobe and 10-5 to the Laurel Highlands. And then they fell just short yesterday in their Commonwealth opener after surrendering a 3-run lead by falling 5-3 to Carlisle. Varsity track and field had a pair of close losses yesterday to Carlisle. The boys team lost 79.5 to 70.5, while the girls lost 82 to 68. And to round out our games the past few days, varsity softball opened up their 2019 campaign with a big win over Carlisle 7-4. So it's been a slow start for some of our teams, but there were some great individual and team performances mixed in as well, and we're excited to see what they can accomplish this coming week. So last week, I started a new segment that we like to call Shoutouts and Thank Yous. This week, I kind of want to focus on one aspect of our staff that makes a lot of our home events go off without a hitch and go off really, really well. I like to focus on having a team mindset with everything that we do. And I don't think too many people really realize how much it takes just to put on one home athletic event and how many people are involved in making that happen. So this week, I just want to highlight our entire custodial and grounds crew with everything that they do to make our athletic events successful. And so a few people that really play a major role here at the high school are our head custodian, Bob Stoner, our head night custodian, Wayne Group, another day custodian, Bill Swigert, and then the head of our grounds crew, Dave Pryor. Without their hard work, without what they, the time and effort that they put in day in and day out, we wouldn't have the opportunities that we do. Our facilities wouldn't look as great as they do. The fields wouldn't be set up. Dave Pryor and his grounds crew does a lot when it comes to mowing and lining our fields just to get them ready for our home game. So it's often a thankless job, but we couldn't do what we do without them. So if you see them around at an event, in our facilities, working hard, just say hello and just say thank you. Because, again, like I said, without them, our student athletes and coaches would not have the opportunities that they do. So once again, thank you to our custodial and our grounds crew. One topic that I wanted to highlight before we get into this coming week's schedule is just this idea of postponements. It's that time of year. I mentioned last week, you know, that four-letter word that we don't like to hear as athletic directors, rain. And already, that's happened this week. And I think sometimes our staff here at the high school, they think sometimes I probably spend more time in the office postponing games because they get my emails about it than actually having events go on. So I kind of wanted to ask, you know, answer two questions for you guys. What goes into that decision when it comes to postponing a game? And then where can you guys go to find out if a game has been postponed or not? So obviously that first question, what goes into that decision? There's a lot of different factors, and I can't pinpoint it on any one thing on any given day. But obviously the weather plays a big role in it. So for spring sports like baseball and softball, if it's raining a lot outside, that obviously does a lot to our field conditions, and it just wouldn't make it a safe playing environment for our athletes on the field. But we also don't want to destroy our fields because we have a long season ahead. So weather plays a big role in it. The temperatures obviously play a role as part of that. It's not just rain. We have our new cold exposure guidelines that I mentioned last week. If it gets too cold, we may have to postpone a game for that reason. Or if it's too hot, same thing. We may postpone a game if that's the case. So again, weather and field conditions play a very big role in whether a game gets postponed. And sometimes it's just a scheduling issue. Sometimes events happen unexpectedly. There might be injuries. There might be sicknesses. Maybe a facility is double booked or there's an emergency that happened. And so those are all reasons that also go into why maybe a game might be postponed. So like I said, I think all our staff thinks all I do is postpone games. But trust me, I would prefer not to if we could help it. Because it's not just as easy as notifying the opposing athletic director or the opposing coaching staff. Like I talked earlier in my shout-outs and thank you segment, it takes a team of people to make any event successful. And so when we postpone a game, that means notifying the officials, notifying transportation, game workers, coaches, teachers and staff, student athletes, announcers, ticket sellers, security, and the list goes on and on. So if I had my choice, we wouldn't be postponing anything, but it's just the reality of sports here in Pennsylvania and really sports across the country. And we want to put our players and student athletes in the best possible position to have a successful performance. And so, so all that gets factored into postponing the game. So the second question though, where can you go to find out if something's been postponed? Several different, places you guys can check out. I mentioned our Twitter account every single week at CASD Athletics. We post our postponements there. Check out our website, www.casdonline.org/athletics. And of course, call our hotline at 717-261-3333. And lastly, you can just call into the high school or send me an email. Students are notified as well by coaches and through school announcements during the school day. And I just want to just kind of caution you guys, if something's not posted yet on any of those areas that I just mentioned, if it's not posted on Twitter, it's not posted on our website, it's not posted on our hotline, then a decision hasn't been made yet. So if you can try to check those things first before sending an email or calling in, like I said, it's a big decision when it comes to postponing a game. There's a lot of people that have to be notified and a lot of people, a lot of factors that go into making those decisions. So if you can help it, try to avoid calling in or sending an email. Just take a look at that website. If nothing's posted yet, then that means the game is still on as scheduled. Okay. So now let's look ahead at this upcoming week. We're really getting into the thick of things with our Commonwealth schedule, our division schedule. So I've got a lot of events to share with you coming up this week. So today, Wednesday, March 27th, varsity and JV baseball and softball are back in action as they take on the Little Lions of State College. Varsity softball and JV baseball travel to Happy Valley for 4:15 p.m. starts, while varsity baseball and JV softball host State College at home. Tomorrow, Thursday, March 28th, we have several events for you guys. Varsity boys tennis is on the road at Carlisle at 4 p.m., while JV boys tennis is home at Norlo Park at 4 p.m. Varsity and JV boys volleyball host Carlisle, with JV beginning at 5 p.m. in the Cassius Fieldhouse. Varsity and JV boys lacrosse host their home opener against Lower Dolphin, with JV beginning at 5:30 in Trojan Stadium. Varsity and JV girls lacrosse travels to Lower Dolphin, with JV beginning at 5:30 p.m., and that game actually takes place at Lower Dolphin Middle School at Kreiser Holman Field. Also tomorrow, Thursday, March 28th, junior high and junior high JV boys and girls soccer will be scrimmaging Big Spring. The boys are home at Cam South beginning at 4 p.m. while the girls hit the road. And to round out tomorrow's events, both junior high and junior high JV North and South girls volleyball travel to Cumberland Valley for matches that begin at 4 p.m. On Friday, March 29th, two events for you all. JV boys volleyball travels to Northeastern for the Bobcat Invitational, which starts at 3:30 p.m. And varsity girls lacrosse travels to Spring Grove for a 6 p.m. start. And then to round out this week, on Saturday, March 30th, varsity boys volleyball will take their crack at the Northeastern Bobcat Invitational beginning at 9 a.m. And varsity track and field hosts the annual Tim Cook Memorial Invitational beginning at 9 a.m. in the Cassius Trojan Stadium. A few notes for that event, though. We also have KIDA, which is a big indoor guard and drumline event that will be taking place in our gyms and throughout the high school campus. So if you're coming to the Tim Cook meet, please make sure that you park in the student parking lot off of McKinley Street and enter via the lower gate by the Trojan statue, because the main parking lot on the home side of the bleachers will not be available for that event. And then early next week, until I see you guys again for another Trojan Sports Report, on Monday, April 1st, varsity boys tennis will be home versus Palmyra at 4 p.m. in Orla Park, while the JV boys team travels to Palmyra. Varsity boys lacrosse travels to Spring Grove for a 6 p.m. start, while junior high and junior high JV boys soccer is away at Cumberland Valley beginning at 4 p.m. And then junior high and junior high JV girls soccer hosts Cumberland Valley at 4 p.m. at Cam South. And then on Tuesday, April 2nd, varsity track and field host State College at 3:45 p.m. Varsity JV and girls lacrosse travel to Landis Field to take on Central Dolphin East. Varsity and JV baseball and softball will take on the Colts of Cedar Cliff, with varsity baseball and JV softball on the road and varsity softball and JV home. Varsity and JV boys volleyball is away at Central Dolphin beginning at 5:30 p.m., while the North girls volleyball team is at West Perry and the South girls volleyball team hosts Waynesboro. So again, a lot of events on tap coming up this week for you guys to check out and attend. I know I quickly ran through that list, but again, we post weekly schedules on our athletic website. We post daily schedules on our Twitter account. So if you didn't catch one of those events in that big list that I just ran off, make sure to check out our website so you can see what's going on. A couple quick things before I wrap up today's episode. We have a vacancy within our girls basketball program. We are now searching for a head varsity girls basketball coach. So if anyone is interested, or you know of anyone that might be interested, please refer them to our website, check it out, and submit an application. Or if you have any questions about what that position entails, you can feel free to reach out to me directly. Okay, so again, we have a vacancy with our girls basketball coaching head coaching position. So if you're interested, please apply. Next week, I actually hope to be joined in studio with our principal, Mr. Brad Ocker. I want to get his perspective on how Trojan Athletics has been doing this year, again, from the fall, the winter, and the current spring season. But I also want to have him teach us a little bit about one of his chancer phrases that I think our kids love, that he does every Friday morning. He does it at a lot of athletic events. And so tune in next week to check that out, and maybe he'll teach us a little bit something about how to get our athletes and student spectators pumped up. So that about wraps it up for today's Trojan Sports Report. I just want to thank you guys for joining us again today. Just as a reminder, if there's a specific topic or sport that you would like to hear more about, do not hesitate to reach out. And again, for more Trojan Athletics information, follow us on Twitter at @CASDAthletics and check out our website at www.casdonline.org/athletics. There will be a rebroadcast of this every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. So if you didn't get a chance to check out the full Trojan Sports Report, if you're just tuning in just now, please visit us again at 4:30 p.m. And so once again, thanks for listening. We'll be back next Wednesday, March 27th at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.